This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Final preparations are underway for tonight's presidential debate in Philadelphia. CBS's Nydia Cavazos on what Democratic nominee Kamala Harris is doing.
She was participating in mock debates. Her aides even recreated the room where she's going to be in with the proper lighting so that they could get her used to the environment where she's going to be facing off Donald Trump for the first time.
CBS's Jake Rosen with Republican Donald Trump's
call into question everything Kamala Harris proposes on the policy front, saying that she's had 3.5 years to implement those alongside President Biden in the White House, but also to criticize her on things like immigration, something that the Trump campaign's repeatedly done, crime, and the economy.
Millions are expected to watch what may be the only Harris-Trump debate. People along the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast are keeping their eyes on Tropical Storm Francine.
Hunker down, take care of your necessities, you're going to be good. All works together for God's good.
Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams on what's expected.
Surge getting as high as 5 to 10 feet along the Louisiana coast. And the water that falls from the sky will also pile up to the tune of 5 to 8 inches or more.
Francine could be a Category 2 hurricane when it makes landfall in Louisiana tomorrow. To Southern California, where firefighters also are watching the skies as they battle the massive line wildfire. CBS's Ben Tracy explains.
Some beneficial weather right now. It's very calm today. It's not windy, and that's good firefighting weather. And the temperatures have started to drop. We're about 10 degrees lower than we've been in the last couple of days.
The line fire is only about 5% contained. The manhunt continues in Kentucky for Joseph Couch. Police believe he opened fire at a highway near London Saturday, wounding 5 people. Trooper Scotty Pennington.
This is not like going across the road and looking in the woods and finding somebody. This is the National Forest. This is thousands and thousands of acres where Mr. Couch could have went.
The Gaza Health Ministry says an Israeli airstrike hit a humanitarian zone Tuesday, killing at least 19 people. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
The target was inside Al-Mawasi camp, an 8-mile-long strip of beach-turned-tent city, now shelter for more than 500,000 Gazans. Also, says the Israeli military, a densely populated hiding place for Hamas fighters.
The Israeli military says an American activist who was killed in the West Bank last week was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli forces. The 26-year-old died Friday following a demonstration against Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's $1.5 million arrest warrant for the Kenosha man suspected of killing his pregnant girlfriend. Criminal charges were filed yesterday for 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin. The Kenosha County District Attorney has charged him with 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. If you want to watch with others, there are opportunities. Debate watch parties are set for tonight across the region. Venues include the Library Lounge at UW Parkside. You can keep up with debate coverage at civicmedia.us. The Kenosha Regional Airport is set to receive $5.5 million in federal funding. It'll be used for runway and infrastructure improvements. There's a Racine County recall election next week. Next Tuesday, those living in the Banners Lake Sanitary District will have a vote. It was prompted after a petition went forward with almost 300 signatures from a district with 1,000 people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't risk anything with his injury.
If he gets cleared, we'll give him every opportunity like we always will, and I know he's doing everything in his power. I know he's spending a lot of time trying to get back as soon as possible, but certainly we're not going to put him in a position where if he can't protect himself that he'd go out there.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickle says the defense will need to play smart.
Sometimes, and these are the situations where, guys, you can't be thinking about the big plays. You got to be thinking about the real consistent, sound things, because if you get out of place on a team like this, and in particular a quarterback like this, there's some really bad things that can happen.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Evening clouds with maybe a sprinkle or brief shower. Partly cloudy tonight. Low upper 50s. Mostly sunny and warmer for Wednesday and Thursday. Highs into the low 80s. And partly cloudy and around 80 Friday. Maybe an isolated shower or storm Saturday. Right now it's 76.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and it's time to play Can You Guess? In a survey of regular dieters, this is the number one food they miss the most. What is it? French fries.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. You see, it's getting running late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait and see. Another day goes by, still the children cry. Put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. All the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait. Good look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place. Just wait.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
that we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
News, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Brewers off yesterday, back in action tonight in San Francisco. Beautiful ballpark in San Francisco, by the way. First pitch at 8:45. We're going to have the pregame for you just after the 8 o'clock news here on WRJN. You feel like the Brewers are kind of hanging on for dear life. They still have a commanding lead in the National League Central, 8.5 games in front of the Cubs, but I don't know. You almost feel like it's nail-biting time with a couple of weeks left in the season before the playoffs. Go Brewers!
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers!
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Style is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Style is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Style, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, oh, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
$1 million. That's big, really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Everybody in old sailcloth was dancing to the tail light.
Elvis Presley, WRJN, enjoying these last few days of summer. It's been nice, hasn't it? Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 59. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 84. Thursday, sunshine and 82. Here are the Rolling Stones on WRJN.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
Your baby's truer than my baby was.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. What do you say we get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears a case today brought by a conservative activist who wants records opened in order to find ineligible voters. It's the latest attempt by people who question the outcome of the 2020 presidential race to cast doubt on the integrity of Wisconsin elections. Donald Trump appears to be managing expectations about tonight's debate with Kamala Harris. Melissa Kay has more.
At a rally in Mosinee on Saturday, Trump told 7,000 supporters he won't be treated fairly. He offered a potential preview of attack lines and accused Harris of covering up concerns about President Biden's health. Tonight might be the only debate between the two. Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Debate coverage begins on many Civic Media stations and online tonight at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's $1.5 million arrest warrant for the Kenosha man suspected of killing his pregnant girlfriend. Criminal charges were filed yesterday for 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin. The Kenosha County District Attorney has charged him with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Amaya Prather was found slumped behind the driver's wheel of her SUV Friday in Kenosha. A massive search involving federal authorities is underway with possible leads in Racine and South Milwaukee. A description of Franklin is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. If you want to watch with others, there are opportunities. Debate watch parties are set for tonight across the region. Venues include the Library Lounge at UW Parkside, Marquette University's Eckstein Hall, the Waukesha County Democratic Headquarters in Waukesha, and the Wisconsin African American Women's Center on West Valeet Street in Milwaukee. You can keep up with the debate coverage at civicmedia.us. There's a Racine County recall election next week. Next Tuesday, those living in the Banners Lake Sanitary District will have a vote. Commissioners Carrie Oldenburg and Jessica Whiskies are the subject of the recall. It was prompted after a petition went forward with almost 300 signatures from a district with 1,000 people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Evening clouds with maybe a sprinkle or brief shower. Partly cloudy tonight. Low upper 50s. Mostly sunny and warmer for Wednesday and Thursday. Highs into the low 80s. And partly cloudy and around 80 Friday. Maybe an isolated shower or storm Saturday. Right now it's 76.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell.
slowly go by and feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young on WRJN. Well, a bear and two coyotes were caught on camera taking a midnight stroll in Los Angeles. You know, when the neighborhood watch consists of a bear and two coyotes, you know it's time to reconsider your career in burglary.
See the light.
News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend to save 30% or more when they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. 30% savings on local food, services, and merchandise.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet. Wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent?
she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know what we haven't done yet today? We haven't given you today's useless fact of the day, just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. All right, today's useless fact is TASER. You're familiar with tasers, right? TASER is an acronym. It's short for Thomas A. Swift's Electric Rifle. TASER.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers pride.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
nothing I can do about it. Won't ever love me, why don't you, babe? Won't ever love my wife, why don't you, babe? Set me free, why don't you, babe? Get out my life, why don't you, babe? You claim you still care for me, but your heart and soul needs to be free. But now that you've got your freedom, you wanna still hold on to me. You don't want me for yourself, so let me find somebody else. Hey, hey, why don't you be a man about it and set me free? Now, you don't care a thing about me, you're just using me. Go on, get out of my life and let me sleep at night.
Please. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Coming up, CBS News at 6. Later tonight, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
You ask me.